As oil and gas companies have drilled thousands of new wells in Texas, some of the people who live in the midst of it all have pushed back. In South Texas, residents have tried to block the drilling of certain types of wells. In North Texas, city governments have enacted their own environmental regulations for drillers. There are communities worried about whether state regulators are doing enough to make sure drilling, while great for the local economies, won't end up polluting their air and water. With all that in mind, we caught up with the head of one of the most successful oil and gas exploration companies in the state.
Scott, I'm with NPR State Impact Texas.
Scott Sheffield is the CEO of Pioneer Natural Resources based in Irving. Sheffield was in San Antonio speaking at what's called the DUG Convention, a meeting of thousands of industry executives interested in the Eagle Ford Shale, the geological region of South Texas where oil production has soared to about 1 million barrels a day.
It's been a game changer for Pioneer. It's been a game changer for South Texas, for the state of Texas, and obviously for the U.S. economy.
But we wanted to know about the environmental side of all that game-changing oil and gas production. Earlier, we'd analyzed data from the Texas Railroad Commission, which regulates drillers, enforcing laws aimed at protecting the environment. Our analysis found that Pioneer Natural Resources had the most alleged violations statewide, some 1,344 from 2008 to 2012. Several other big exploration companies had almost as many. The violations were for a variety of things, including the cleanup of soil contaminated by crude oil and measures to protect groundwater. Pioneer portrays itself as an environmentally responsible operator. CEO Sheffield said what we found is not at odds with that.
But those violations are not true violations. They're only things that they're observing.
They being state inspectors.
I don't think Pioneer has been fined for any of those violations. So we answer the questions. So they're basically observances by inspectors.
All true, says the Railroad Commission, which confirmed it had assessed no actual fines against Pioneer in the 5 years we looked at, and said in general the majority of violations alleged by its inspectors are corrected without having to inflict penalties. Sheffield also pointed out that Pioneer was one of 9 drilling companies to do something unusual to show they're not afraid of scrutiny. They agreed to let researchers with the University of Texas and with a national watchdog group, the Environmental Defense Fund, or EDF, onto their drill sites to check for pollution emissions.
We participated in the large EDF study that just came out just to show the rest of the world the fact that shale gas is not emitting as much as people have thought. Very little.
Basically true, says the group, though the Environmental Defense Fund's Drew Nelson said while levels of methane gas emitted at drill sites were less than previously thought during some stages of drilling, emissions were greater during other stages. But we wanted to know how significant it was that a company like Pioneer would even open itself up to such a study.
Yeah, it definitely took some conversations with these companies to build a comfort and a trust level that this wasn't a gotcha exercise.
Nelson said Pioneer didn't just cooperate, but became what he called a valuable resource for the study. But he cautioned that he isn't necessarily handing out gold stars.
You know, a commitment to participate in the study is great, but it's not the whole environmental picture.
Nelson said many oil and gas companies realize they need to take steps like Pioneer did to show communities whether they're operating in everyone's best interests. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.